诸佛菩萨、宣公上人、各位法师、各位善知识，亲祝上台做心得报告，如有不如法的地方，还请各位慈悲指正。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, formal masters, Dharma masters, good and wise advisors, tonight Qingzu is turned to share with everybody some of the experiences. If there's anything that I speak inappropriately, please correct me compassionately.
今天是观音菩萨圣诞，对我来讲是一个重要的日子。去年这个时候我在花莲参加观音期，也从那天开始正式的日中一时。
So today is Guanyin Bodhisattva's birthday, and it's an important day for me, because this is actually one year ago. I was also at Hualien, in Hualien, in the monastery, attending the Guanyin session there, and really started from that day, eating one meal a day.
好像也是今天法圣慈悲地告诉我，你到圣城的申请也已经核准了。
And also, I think that day was the day that the Dharma Masters told me your application to go to CDDB to become a enter the monastic training program has been approved.
每次只要一上台，就总觉得时间过得很慢，好像度时如年。
Every time I come up to the stage to speak, I always feel the time passes very slowly.
可是，一回到台下，就感觉时光飞逝，好像度年如日。
Sorry, my Chinese isn't so good. I think what he said is when I go down off the stage, time seems to pass much more normally.
转眼间九个月的僧伽先修学院生涯已经过了，从一个白衣锦人，经过僧团法师悉心的教导下，更以身教代替言教，我们从中学习到很多。
So these 9 months of being in the training program, going from a layperson and now actually as a novice monk, has been a very transformative experience. Much has happened.
心中真的是非常的，除了感恩还是感恩，尤其是我们辅导师教导我们沙弥学处，前前后后上了100多个小时的课，使我们学会了如何放下自我，身心调柔，除障安住，更能够随众听招呼。
So these 9 months have been very important, and the Dharma Masters have been extremely compassionate teaching us. And so only have a couple words to say, gratitude. This our advisor has been teaching us from the Shami, the beginning studies for the Shamis, and probably classes, over 100 hours of classes, and teaching us how to be soft and supple in our body and mind, how to listen to instruction, how to calm our minds down, how to change from being a lay person to a monastic.
教授师教导我们上人的一生事迹，让我们见贤思齐。
So our teacher has taught us how to be the master, venerable master's life, so that we can, so we can learn from his good example.
更有法师教导我们伪山紧测，让我们时时警惕自己，回光返照。
And also, Dharma masters have taught us the admonitions or the encouragement by great master Wei San. And this is a really good way for us to reflect on our lives and look at ourselves.
更有法师从遥远地方开车2-3个小时教我们种种的戒律。
And the Dharma masters drive from far away, 2-3 hours to come to teach us on the precepts.
以及劝发菩提心，让我们真正了解如何发一个正真大圆的菩提心。
So, and also other dharmas come to teach us on the exhortation for the Bodhi resolve, how to bring forth a truly, proper, perfect, true, great Bodhi resolve, a really resolve at all these four qualities.
使我无等稳定入道门之基石， 真的除了感恩还是感恩。
So giving me a firm foundation to be enter into the way. So in my heart, I can only say gratitude upon gratitude.
更望我们能够有朝一日能够将此优良的传统传承下去。
So it's being able to have this kind of tradition passed down to us is extremely precious.
接下来就不能免俗的要感谢一下家里面的那个鼎力相鼎力支持。
And here I also have to express my thanks to my family, who for their support.
这次他们两位大老远从台湾赶来参加观音七级圆顶之礼。
So. Two of my family members came from afar to attend this novice ordination as well as the Guan Yin session.
以前我们这个家就跟别人的家好像不太一样，大家都相互鼓励，相互回向，鼓励大家赶快出家。
So our family maybe is quite different from other families. Our family constantly cultivates and then transfers to each other, hoping that everybody can leave home quickly.
清祝比较幸运，先来了。
So Qingzu was fortunate.I got to leave home first.
要感谢他们之前，先要感恩菩萨及上人的满了他们的愿。
So, before being grateful to my family members, though, for sure I have to be grateful to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the Venerable Master for their vows, their compassionate vows.
各位，只要来到圣城，只要你真心诚意的求菩萨跟上人。必能如经上所说的，必能满你的愿。
If you come to the city of 10,000 Buddhas with a sincere mind, and you have a wish, a vow, something you want to aspire to, no matter what, just like the sutras say, your wishes will be fulfilled.
好比我的大女儿，她大学毕业以后，工作两年，沉沉浮浮的。
So, for instance, my oldest daughter.After graduating from college, she was just kind of going along in life.
想考一个正式的公务员，辗转到各地考试，每次都差那么一点点。
So she wanted to take a test again to get a good score, but she keeps taking the test and just misses by a few marks.
如此考了很多年，当年她在家里面的时候，早上六点多出去补习，晚上十一点回来，庆祝还陪她拜30分钟的万佛忏。
So for a period of time, for many years, she couldn't get in. And so she would go to the classes to study from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And Qingzu would accompany her bowing for 30 minutes to 10,000 Buddha's repentance.
今年年初她考完了花莲的考试，一月份就来到圣城，就一直求菩萨跟上人。
So in she from coming from Hualien and coming to sit down with Buddhas, she's constantly, praying to the Venerable Master and the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
很奇妙的，果真满了他的愿，以第一名考上了花莲教育局。观音期以后，回去就要上班了。
So in the end, she was very fortunate and fulfilled her wish. She got actually.Top score, like the highest score, and now can enter into the educational department in Taiwan. She has a place.
距离花莲弥陀寺很近，他周六周日法师已经安排好了，叫他回去帮忙。
So it's close to where she works is close to the monastery. So the Dharma Master has already arranged for her to go and work in the monastery.
还有最小的女儿，她读生物医检，这是二年级。
So the youngest daughter, she's a sophomore in college.
今年就要做实验了，最恐怖的是要解剖，要杀生。她自幼就吃素，更皈依，受五戒。
I think she does biology, and so, and it's not good because they have to do some kind of autopsies or experiments on animals. And she's been a vegetarian her entire life, and doesn't like to do that kind of thing.
我看他一月份来的时候，一直跪着，很诚心的求上人跟菩萨。回去开学没多久，教授提了一门新的课程，类似中药材的萃取，不用杀生。
So she came to CDB in January and was very sincere praying to the Venerable Master and the Buddha and Bodhisattvas here. And just so happened when she went back, when she found out that they just opened a new class, the class was on Chinese medicine, and it didn't require any killing of animals.
菩萨跟上也满了他的愿。
So the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and Master Hua fulfilled her wish.
还有我以前的同修，现在应该算孤儿吧，蔡居士。
So my previous you say former wife, but now I just say a fellow cultivator in the way.
她也终于满了她的愿。
And she got her vow fulfilled too.
可是她叫我一直不能说。
But she says I can't say it.
我看我还是说，也希望两年后她跟我一样来上台来报告，各位就知道了。
So I hope, but I still want to say, maybe 2 years from now she can still come on stage and speak like me, and share her experiences.
非常感恩上人以及诸佛菩萨把我们家安排那么好，使我出家后真的没有任何后顾之忧。So
I really am grateful to Master Hua, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, that as I leave home, there's no fault, no attachments and regrets behind.
再来就是要呼吁他们，呼吁小孩，哎，我们已经走出一条很正确的路，也希望他们早点开窍，早点出离火灾，趁着年轻好好修行。
So here I also want to encourage younger folk and family members to as you're still young, to be able to quickly leave home, leave this burning house of affliction.
更希望我们这个十二家在这一代就整个结束吧，千万不要有后代，不要有香火，不要吓我了。
So I hope this life will get it all over with. This family, we don't come back as a family again. This quickly get it over with, not come back again. Otherwise, I'll get scared. Come back as a family again.
也不要像我们法师上课所说的，今晚在听经的大众，我们不知道多少劫以前，也决定在不同的时间，可是在同样的佛殿里面共同坐在这边拜观音期听经做晚课。
Just like one of the Dharma Masters taught in our class, how many eons have we been together? Maybe even this, not this time, but in the same hall or in different halls, doing a Guanyin session, doing the evening ceremony together, listening to the Dharma.
也因为有类似的修行，今年才坐在这边，一起在边听经，在边修行。
So because we have cultivated together in the past, now we have opportunity to gather together and cultivate together again.
更希望我们大家下次在龙华山会喜相逢。So
I hope in the future we'll be able to meet again in the Dragon Assembly.
或者是在极乐世界莲花池里面花开见佛。Or
in the lotus, being born from a transformation from a lotus in Amitabha's Pure Land.
阿弥陀佛。阿弥陀佛。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Masters, Dharma Master, good and wise advisors, Amitofo. Zufo Pusa, Sangzen, Goi Fasa, Goi San Zisi, Amitofo. Tonight is Shami Qingwei's turn to share some of his experiences entering the novitiate program here at CTTB. So, Jingwan, Dun Dao, Shami Qingwei, Lai, Fen Shan Ta, Dui, Kususu, Gang Gang, Tai Su Jia, Zig, Jing Yen, the Wan Fo Sen Chen. To begin, I want to share five of the conditions of the 10 conditions in the Bringing Forth the Bodhi Resolve essay by Great Master Shi Shen. The first one is reflecting and being mindful of the Buddha's deep kindness. The second is the parents' kindness. The third is the kindness of teachers and elders. The fourth is the kindness of donors. And the fifth is the kindness of living beings. 所开始是想开讲是那个行安大师玄大师那个劝发菩提心文的十个因缘，第五个就开始的五个。第一个是什么呢？是那个念佛的众恩，然后父母的恩，那个师长的恩，然后那个主那个布施。 那个道场的照顾道场的恩，然后众生的恩。Because as Qing Zhu Shi just mentioned, I think our hearts is gratitude upon gratitude. 就像刚刚秦柱师讲的，我们心是真的是感恩在感恩。 To be able here to leave home on Sunday came from the blood and sweat of many, many people. And in my heart, I know that I can never repay the kind of kindness and support I've been given my entire life. And I can only hope that in this life, I don't waste it. And I can do my small part in contributing to bettering this world, benefiting living beings, and propagating the Buddha Dharma. 因为我知道我们这个星期天可以真是的出家来的很多人的心血来的很多很多人的很坦白说我感觉上我真的不能报这样子的慈悲这样子的大家给我的支持我这样一个生命的支持我只希望我不会把这个生命浪费掉作为我小部分把这个世界可以变得好一点帮助众生然后把那个正法 佛法, 也可以保持在世界上。So to speak briefly about leaving home and the training program so far, I must say these last 9 months have probably been the most transformative and eye-opening experience in my entire life. 所以讲一点点这样子出家的过程,我想我们这个九个月在这个沙弥学院这班是可能我在我生命当中最 改变我自己，跟最让我了解对生命这样子的意识更深的了解，这真的是很大的改变。Also, today is Guanyin Bodhisattva's birthday, and so in many ways, I feel like this Sunday was actually I was just born, and so that right now maybe I'm a 3-year-old baby, and the 9 months as a trainee was like being in the mother's womb. So, 我想 今天是观音菩萨的圣诞，我想我可能两三天前就当沙弥时候，也是一个像圣诞一样，就是现在就是像个三岁的三天的一个小孩子，刚刚出生的，然后那个九月当学员的时候，就像在妈妈的肚子里面，在那边慢慢的培养出来。 Really, there's too much to share about all the experiences. And so all I can say is maybe one or two of those experiences with everybody. 所以我想就是真的是太多东西可以分享了,所以我想就讲短短一点点。To start out, since we're in the middle of a Guanyin session, I maybe pay a special gratitude to Guanyin Bodhisattva for her kindness and care through all these years. I studied the Buddha Dharma, and I'm sure, for many, many lives. And before I studied the Buddha Dharma, at least I knew that I was studying the Buddha Dharma. So, 开始可能讲跟观音菩萨，真的因为是观音期，我想对观音菩萨有很感恩，因为我想从我学佛法以后，真的很慈悲的照顾我。我想也在我还没学佛法以前，已经在照顾，但是我那时候不知道。It was probably about 11 years ago, junior year in high school, when I really, 11 years ago? Yeah, 11 years ago, when I really became interested in studying religion and Buddhism. And actually, I became interested in becoming a monastic even before I became a Buddhist. I didn't know if I wanted to be a Catholic. At that time, I thought to myself, I don't know if I'm going to be a Catholic monk or a Buddhist monk. So, 我想,说真的, 我可能十一年前的时候，在高中十一年级，对生命想了解我们生命的意义，就是什么真正的目标是什么，有什么意思。所以那时候我就是学不同的宗教，基督教、天主教，然后佛教。但是那时候我对出家已经有很大的兴趣的，因为我很佩服这样子出家的这样子一个生活。 那时候我还没有正式，我还不是佛教徒。那时候我就想，诶，我要当的天主教吗？还是想天主教的和尚啊？还是佛教的法师啊？所以那时候我还不清楚。And it was over these years. So it was over these 11 years that I feel that I've slowly learned what it means to be a monastic. And I think Guanyin Bodhisattva has a lot to do with it. Because year by year, I've been coming to the Guanyin session, and I've been reciting her name, bowing to Guanyin Bodhisattva. And I've told the story here many times about my mother, who's in the hall today as well. How, you know, she was that supportive of me becoming a monastic. I remember going home the first time, telling her, very excited, I think I figured out what my life purpose is. I think I'm going to be a monk. And the look of her face, which was not happiness, to put it maybe politely. 我想这十一年我真的是后也不是很了解出家的生活真的是怎么样的但是我讲这十一年真的是观音菩萨慢慢说这样子慈悲然后因为我说我真的十一年前的时候我记得我讲这个故事你在这边讲了几次了所以我不再讲太多因为我妈妈现在也经验也在我只是想说我记得十一年前的时候我就心里讲 我很高兴，很兴奋地回到家，想到我知道我的生命的目标是什么了。我生命目标就是出家。我跟我妈妈这样子讲，我以为她很高兴，说：“哎，你找到你的生命的目标，很高兴。”因为在西方，我们常常是你找到你生命的目标是非常高兴的事情。但是我记得她的面孔不是很高兴的样子。那时候，十一年。So these 11 years, coming to Guanyin sessions, and I've always prayed, please, please, at least make my mom not unhappy with me or not mad at me being a monastic. I really want to walk this path. I feel this path is the truest path I can walk on. This is really real. I want to be able to do this, but I don't want to bring so much pain to my parents, to my mother especially. So 每一年呢，我来观音期。 参加观音期，跟那个拜观音菩萨，希望我妈妈，希望我想出家，因为觉得这个是这么真实的事情，这么好一件事情，这么生命当中是真的不能找到这样这么好的一个路可以走的。我想我可以走这条路，但是不想真的伤到我的父母，特别伤到我的妈妈，让她很痛苦。是希望你们佛菩萨很慈悲啊。 甚至就是不要让他很生气啊，可不可以这样子？想不到，十一年过了。So, looking back 11 years, not only is my mom, I think at least she's not unhappy. She's not, you can say maybe not overjoyed, but she's here. And not just that, she's actually saying Guanyin Bodhisattva's name too, which for me that was inconceivable 11 years ago. 所以我想，不能说他很 非常非常支持，非常非常高兴。但是十一年过了，来了，我想他没有很生气了。然后他甚至都在来参加观音期，也来念观音菩萨的称号，对我来说是真的不可思议，真的不可思议。But however, I think even more amazing is Guanyin Bodhisattva has really changed me. Has really changed me from being a really selfish, opinionated, strong-willed, immature kid to being a less selfish, less opinionated, less strong-willed, less immature, still a kid. So I think the biggest change is what? Is to make me change myself. Really change myself. So becoming a very selfish, very to change myself, to change myself, to change myself, to 很不成熟的这个小孩子变成什么呢？就是知识少一点点，这个自己的自我也少一点点，没有这么刚强，也没有这么不成熟，还是但还是个小孩子，但是想慢慢的想要走好的方向去走。 And I think my mom can attest that to that as well. Just my slowly trying to change, and her playing a large role in that as well. 所以我想我妈妈也可以想让我这样子的改变，她也在我心里当中也改变我，因为她为了她改变了很多。Because when I started out becoming a monastic, I was very strong-willed about it. Reverend Hung Shir gave his talk in encouraging us shamis going on the path not to use our willpower, not to use our desire, not to use our intelligence. You know, to really use the Buddha Dharma. to be honest, I think you're speaking, I mean, the words went straight to my heart, because that's me. That's my personality. That's my problem. 因为像就是像这次那个司法是讲在我们下面出家的时候，你不能用你的这样子的智力啊，很强迫去做事情啊，你不能用你的这样子的欲望心啊，去求东西啊，你不能用你这样子的那个世界上的这个聪明啊，去做事情啊，反而你要用佛法，真正去靠佛法来做事情，要出家的时候。 但是我一开始想走这个出家路的时候，我都是用那个错的方式来走。因为为什么呢？因为我就是那样子长大的，所以我就是那样子的习气啊，还是现在还是有。但是，但是我现在可以认识到，慢慢可以认识到。Just to give maybe another example, I remember at one time my mom was not so angry with me coming to live at CDDB. At that time, I stopped talking about leaving home because I realized it was just not a good topic to bring up. But I remember coming to CDDB, and she was okay with it. And remember, in my heart, part of me thought, oh, maybe I don't really want to go to CDDB. And when I reflected on that, I thought it was very interesting because I knew that part of my reason for going to the Siddhant Buddhas and going on this path was because of a sense of rebelliousness, a sense of wanting to be independent, you know, of that kind of mind. And I thought, wow, that's very interesting. That's not filial. That's not filial at all. 我想就是讲个例子是说，因为我是很，就是说。 很独立性的，我记得我那时候是来，我刚刚来圣城的五年前是来圣城的时候，我的父母没有完全不支持的，本来他们是非常不支持，但是说OK，你可以去。我记得他们那样子讲的时候，我很奇怪，我心里当中有点不想去这样的一点点的感觉，我想嘿，很奇怪，为什么一下子有一点这样子不想去的感觉，然后我自己去回光返照的时候。 看到我自己是因为有点是我想来圣城的原因，就像因为我想自己独立做我自己的人，想有点反抗父母，所以想，然后我就非常这个真的是不是孝顺的心，so I must say that I
more or less been able to turn that around, at least I'm not so independent mind. I still kind of, you know, have a really independent thinking mind, but I know that that's something that I need to use properly. At the same time, I can't just take things completely blindly. It's not in my personality. It's very hard to do that. But I'm more able to really take advice and try to be more flexible. Because I know at this time, as our instructors here have taught us over and over again, it's a time to 真的听招呼, to listen to instruction, to make my mind soft and supple. And I think that's really the time to do that is now. So 我想现在最重要就是把我这个心调柔, 然后就是刚刚很多法师讲的是听招呼, 这个我觉得来说是非常困难的, 因为我这个心很难控制, 我还是需要了解事情，还可以真正去做，所以有时候很有点困难。但是我是想走好的路。 So I really want to focus on the precepts and virtue. I know this is my foundation now, and I really feel fortunate with all the Dharma masters in the monastery, all my fellow shamis and former trainees. It's all shamis now again as well. I really want to take them all as my good and wise advisors, and to see them all as truly Buddhas and Bodhisattvas surrounding and teaching me, and to take instruction from them and really contemplate them as such. So I really want to take the 从从他们大家学习，阿弥陀佛。